The second week of the International Labour Conference kicked off with committees discussing world of work issues and sitting into the wee hours in order to have final conclusions ready later this week. Committees include the application of standards, employment creation, the transition to the formal economy, and labour protection. Elsewhere at the conference, the signature panel to galvanize support for the 50 for Freedom campaign to end modern slavery has been wheeled to the Des Pas Perdus hallway, a grand lobby in the Palais des Nations. Last week, ILO Director General Guy Ryder was the first to sign the panel, followed by high-level guests, delegates, staff, and visitors. Today, a group of children from a Geneva school added their signatures to what has become a very crowded board. The campaign officially begins this Friday. The head of the ILO's Special Action Program to Combat Forced Labor, Beata Andres, talked about how the campaign will work.
The campaign 50 for Freedom has the goal to reach 50 ratification of the ILO's Protocol on Forced Labor, which was adopted by the International Labor Conference last year. The protocol essentially calls on governments to adopt stronger measures to prevent all forms of forced labor, of human trafficking, and of slavery affecting about 21 million men, women, and children in the world today.
Andres added why the protocol will be a force for change.
Now, 50 for Freedom not only calls on governments to ratify, but it also wants to establish a broad movement of citizens, of companies, of workers' organizations, civil society organizations, to support the struggle to end slavery. It's clearly a struggle that requires each and everyone. It requires action to be taken by companies to better mitigate the risk of forced labor in their supply chain. It requires workers to better organize, strengthen the organization of vulnerable workers in the informal economy. And also it requires each of us to make more conscious decisions when we purchase, for instance, our clothes or food.
Workers and employers groups have also urged support for the campaign. Sharon Burrows, the General Secretary of the International Trade Union Confederation, stressed that the campaign was crucial to protect workers.
I cannot tell the ILO and the Director General without extraordinary emotion how important this is. We commit to organize these workers. Of course we'll organize for ratification, but we'll organize the workers for whom this protocol is so important. Give them a voice, give them a face, make sure that the human dignity of decent work is available for all workers around the world.
And Linda Cromjong, Secretary General of the International Organization of Employers, called for employers to work together.
I think what is significant to the IOE that we as employers recognize that this is an issue that we as employers need to tackle together, not only together amongst employers, but also together with the global community here. And addressing actively the topic, naming it, saying it's still an issue, it's not something that, you know, we already have solved in the world. I think that's what's going to make the difference.